baseball insider Andy Carboni is joining us. And Andy, not tons to talk about here, but you always have our Strat-O-Matic baseball update from what might have been happening during the season. And by the way, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. And yes, we have to follow some kind of season with the local nine, and might as well do it with Strat-O-Matic. They're rolling right along. Last night down in Florida, the Red Sox doubled up the Rays 4-2 at Tropicana Field. Jackie Bradley Jr. hit a two-run homer. Mitch Moreland, 4-for-4, drove in a run. Rookie Kyle Hart allowed one run in five innings to pick up the win in his Major League debut. And Brandon Workman came in and worked the ninth inning to shut the door for his 10th save of the season. Then after the game, the Red Sox plays catcher Christian Vasquez and second base Michael Chavis on the 10-day injured list. Pitcher Darwinson Hernandez was sent to Pawtucket. Catches Jonathan Lucroy, first baseman, third baseman, Bobby Dalbec, were promoted from Pawtucket. So with the win last night, the Red Sox improved to 31-38 on the season, but they are now 10 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's Andy Carboni reporting from Tampa.
Sounds like a good place to be.
Exactly, yeah. The Red Sox are, still 10 games out. So it's a struggle this year.
Certainly is, more ways than one.
Well, let's see. What do we have? Baseball draft coming up?
Yeah, the baseball draft is underway. It started last night. And Red Sox, with the 17th overall pick in the condensed draft, selected high school second baseman Nick York from San Jose, California. That's pretty much a surprise to all the pundits out there. Normally 40 rounds of draft has been trimmed to just 5 this year because of COVID-19. Rounds 2 through 5 being held tonight. And a reminder, the Red Sox do not have a second-round pick because of their punishment in the sign-stealing scandal. So even more interesting, the Sox using their first pick on a high school second baseman when they don't have even a second-round pick. So it'll be very interesting to see how this all plays out. But the Red Sox are very confident with that move, and they're excited about it.
Yeah, it's just a strange pick, isn't it? I mean, when was a first round? I mean, a second baseman. Hey, maybe he's great, but usually it's a first base. I mean, a big infielder, a catcher, a pitcher, an outfield slugger. Somebody with speed. You know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very surprising. I mean, I think he was rated as the 138th overall prospect in Major League Baseball to be drafted yesterday, and I would kind of think maybe the Red Sox had used that pick of Nick York in maybe the 3rd round, 4th round, or probably the 5th round and get away with it. But
That
is what it is.
Well, even if a second baseman, 138th, that's still not bad. Obviously, this kid's got something going for him, that's for sure.
He definitely does. Yeah. And, we'll see how it all plays out in the future.
Who are we to talk here here on the North Shore? All right, Andy. Nesson, what do we have coming up this week for Red Sox Classics?
Well, this week it's the best of Pedro Martinez with first pitches at 6 o'clock every night. Tonight it's October 16th of 1999. That's Game 3 of the American League Championship Series against the Yankees. Pedro goes 7 scoreless innings, striking out 12 as the Red Sox beat Roger Clemens. Tomorrow night, May 12th of 2000, Pedro tosses a two-hit shutout over the Orioles. He strikes out 15.
We should have warned people. Maybe they want to hold their ears here on this and not hear about this. Yeah, I'm sorry, Andy. And Saturday.
And Saturday, we have August 12th of 2004. Pedro throws a six-hit shutout against the Devil Rays. He strikes out 10.
All right. So the big story here, Major League Baseball. I talked to some guys, and they think something will get done here, but it hasn't happened yet. There's no plan. Well, there are plans, but there's nothing close right now, really, for getting Major League Baseball back.
No, it certainly isn't. They're throwing some numbers back and forth between the league and the players' union. You got to remember, too, that once they finally agree on something, they're going to need at least 3 weeks to a month for a second spring training. So, the clock is ticking. I mean, the more time they're wasting trying to figure something out, I mean, we're already in mid-June. So right now, the best they could do is start up mid-July. So as the weeks go on, you push it back even further. So the news this week, the Players Association rejected the latest proposal from the league that was calling for a 76-game season that would pay up to 75% of players' prorated salaries if there is a postseason. And the Players Association then came back with an 89-game season with fully prorated salaries and expanded playoffs, with the season running from July 10th to October 11th. And then last night, Commissioner Rob Manfred says he's 100% certain there will be a season. He says if the league and the players' union can't reach an agreement, he has the power to implement a shorter season and that number could be around 50 games. So there's all kinds of stuff being thrown around, Bill, and again, I don't know why these two sides can't. I know they can't get in the room together with social distancing and all that going on, but you would think the Players Association, the league, would be on Zoom calls 24/7, just trying to get a way to hash this out and get it finalized. I don't know why there's such a delay. I can understand maybe today and yesterday because of the draft, but I mean, they've had since March to work on all this, and time is just marching away.
You know what I think, Andy? I think there's something to the fact that they can't start. I mean, they really couldn't start spring training until, I want to say, early July. All right? So that's like a month away. All right? So, you know, a little less than a month away. So that means that, you know, whatever they do, you know, all this negotiations, both sides know that they have a few weeks, you know, that they can play each other for a few more weeks here. And then as soon as they get an agreement, boom, they can go. You know, they can start. They can, you know, arrive and start working out if it's okay with the different states and Major League Baseball and all that stuff. That's why I think we're really not at this deadline yet. That's my gut feeling on this one. But again, I don't know. I'm not necessarily optimistic either. But 50 games makes sense to me. I mean, otherwise, Andy, what you're going to have to do is all these teams from the Northeast and in the cold weather climates, you know, come down the end of the year, they're going to have the umps be making calls against these teams so they don't host playoff games come November, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it, unless they figure out a way that, all right, well, the season goes into late October, November. Maybe games are played in neutral sites and warm weather areas with domes. There's plenty of situations that could come out of this.
Yeah,
Who really knows what's going to happen, but... You know, if Rob Manfred says he can put down a 50-game season right now, then why doesn't he just do it and just say, this is what we're doing?
Yeah.
The players don't like it, bring in replacement players. I don't know what the situation's going to be, but they have to. I mean, other leagues are getting things done and working toward getting back on the field ASAP. Granted, all those other leagues like Major League Hockey and NBA, you know, players have already received the bulk of their salaries for the season, so it's not as much of a fight over money, but even still, I mean, this is enough's enough.
All right, Andy. Anything else to share with us in this week's edition of the Baseball Insider?
Well, the final thing we'll mention with the draft being last night, the number one overall pick, first baseman Spencel Torkelson of Arizona State, who was drafted by the Detroit Tigers.
Is that a name will become familiar to us in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, and that's what everyone's saying, that, you know, he said he has the power to hit 35, 40 home runs a season and maybe bat 280, 290. So, you know, he could be a name down the road that we will keep hearing. But as you well know, Bill, many first-round overall picks by teams or in the draft altogether, you know, sometimes it's a big swing and a miss.
Well, a name that you will never forget, my friends, is Andy Carboni, Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO, NewSports.com.